We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
We have a live show coming up on Saturday, July 16th at 8 p.m. at the Largo in sunny Los Angeles, California.
These shows are really fun. We catch up, we tell stories, we make each other laugh, and we make you laugh. We even do BuzzFeed quizzes, and we answer your questions right in the dang room. You'd come to the show with a freaking question, we'll answer it. It's a dang good time.
It's a dang good time. Grab them tickets for a dang good time for July 16th.
You absolutely have to do that line again. There's no way you got a good take of that.
Grab your tickets for July 16th. And
what is happening?
Grab tickets for July 16th at largo-la.com. See you then in sunny Los Angeles, California.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Sashir.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm going to go to New York soon.
That's exciting. When are you going?
In a couple days. I just decided.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I don't think I'm going anywhere. I'm working all through July and partly into August. But then I go back to Mexico. And then we got to figure out where we're going to go New Year's Eve, baby.
We do.
I don't know.
Somewhere in Europe?
Somewhere in Europe. Somewhere anywhere out of the country.
Yeah. We haven't been to Paris.
We have not been to Paris. Ooh, bonjour. What'd you say, Jordan?
I was going to say, if you guys were to stay in the U.S., is there a place you've never been that you wanted to go?
I think I've been to all of the states.
You really think you've been to all the states?
Yeah, I think so.
You've been to Omaha?
Nebraska? Yeah. Wait, Jordan, can you bring up the states of America?
I sure can.
No one has ever said it that way. Can you bring up the states
of America?
Whatever. I pledge allegiance to the states of America. Yeah, I truly think I've been everywhere. New Hampshire, Texas, Kentucky.
Have you been to the Dakotas?
Yeah, I've been to North, I've been to South, I've been to Nevada.
Minnesota?
Minnesota. What's their big city?
Minneapolis?
Yeah, I've been there.
Okay, I guess I have to.
Appleton, Wisconsin, been there. Yeah, I truly think I've been to every state. Here.
Alaska?
You know what? I've not been to Alaska.
All right. Alaska.
Let's spend New Year's in Alaska. No, or we could go to one of our partners, like Guam or Puerto Rico.
One of our partners.
One of our affiliates.
Like a sponsorship. And we want to thank our partners, Guam.
Guam, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands. Yeah, I didn't know. I just learned that Hawaii did not want to become a state and they forced them to become a state.
Oh, absolutely. They still kind of don't want to be one.
I didn't know that. Yeah. And they keep being like, please stop visiting. We know we're part of fucking the United States, but stop coming here. I wonder if that happened with Guam, Puerto Rico, and the American Samoa, which is pretty rude that they put the American Samoa on the front end of that.
To be clear, it's still Samoa, but it's the American version.
American one. So fucking rude.
So fucking rude.
Also, it's just like, why do we even have to like be United States? Like, why can't we just like vibe on our own?
What does that mean? Vibe on our own?
Like, yeah, every state has its own vibe, baby. We're not a part of anything.
Is this like a state's rights thing?
Hey, man, listen, we just get to be. Also, I look fully nude.
You do. Your hair is covering all your clothes.
I'm wearing a tank top, but I'm truly like being like, let's vibe out.
You're vibing very hard. You took all your clothes off.
Yeah, man. Just like every state has its own vibe, baby. And we don't answer to anybody except for like the vibes.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess that is kind of happening. There's stuff that happens on a federal level. Mm-hmm. But states do get to vote on things separately. But I guess not everything.
Well, if Hawaii as a whole, if they all are like, we really don't want to be part of the United States. We'd like to be our own entity and set up a lot of different rules and stuff. Like, why can't they do that? Why is it hard to secede?
You can secede.
How hard is that?
I actually do not.
Because I feel like...
didn't Texas try to do that, right?
I feel like they tried and failed. And then I know there was like a whole war where they were trying that too.
Yeah.
And that didn't go well either for them.
No. Maybe you have to. Is it like you actually have to go to war? Is that it?
Oh, maybe. I figured it was like filing some paperwork and people voting.
That would be nice. But I think it's like you might have to get violent to actually succeed.
I see. I figured it'd be like what's it called when a child drifts away from a parent legally? Emancipation. When you get emancipated from your
drift away.
When you drift away legally, you've never.
It just sounds like they got distant, like they stopped talking to them.
I would love for someone to describe it like that. Oh yeah, I drift away from my parents legally before I was 18.
It was a legal drift. We all signed papers.
Emancipating as a child is interesting.
Yeah,
because it's like, so I'm gonna like. They get to be, you know, my parents still. They're just not my parent. And then I take care of myself. Is that what a child emancipation is?
I think so. Yeah. Because I don't know how the courts rule. Like, yeah, you can take care of yourself.
Yeah. And then, like, if you are emancipated before you're 18, it's like legal age to work. How do you get money?
Do you go? You don't go into foster care, do you? And maybe you can't get No, I think you can. I was gonna say maybe you can't emancipate yourself if you're not 18.
You can. That's like the whole point of emancipating is you are a child who is like these parents are parents, just not mine right now anymore. Oh my god, maybe it's like an unaccompanied minor flying. Someone just like helps you at the job.
At the job?
Well, you have to get a job to support yourself. And, like, if you're under 16, you're, like, technically can't work. Okay.
Okay.
So emancipation is a legal way for children to become adults before they're 18. Once a child's emancipated, his or her parents or their parents do not have custody or control of them anymore. Emancipation is usually forever, but the court can cancel the emancipation if the minors asking for the emancipation lies to the court or is no longer able to support themselves. If you are emancipated, you can do some things without your parents' permission, like get medical care, apply for a work permit, sign up for college or school, live where you want. And if you're emancipated, you will give up the right to be supported by your parents. Even if you're emancipated, you have to go to school. You can't just get married without your parents' permission, but they're not your parents. And you will go to juvenile court if you break the law. If you have a legal guardian, all the information in the section applies to the parents, it applies to your legal guardian too. Interesting. To get married, you need permission from your parents and the court. Interesting.
But also that But it says there. So this is a way. There are three ways to get emancipated. Get married.
Mm-hmm.
But you do need your parents' permission?
Yeah. So I guess if you are 14 years old, because you have to be at least 14 years old, and you're like, I want to get married, your parents have to go, cool, we're going to let this child become an adult so they can go get married. And the court has to be like, seems legit to me.
I sure hope not.
Me too. So then if you want to join the armed forces at 14 years old, you got to go to court. Oh, no, you don't got to go to court. You know, you just, your parents have to be like, yeah, get out there. Then the armed forces have to go, yes, give me that kid. Give me them kids. To get a declaration of emancipation from a judge, you have to prove all these things. You're at least 14. You don't want to live with your parents. Your parents do not mind if you move out. You can handle your own money. You have a legal way to make money. Emancipation would be good for you. Huh. How do you have a legal way to make money if at 14? Oh, I guess if you're a child actor.
I mean, I think there's other ways.
I think the only occupation at 14 where you can emancipate yourself is a child actor.
I think you can, like, maybe
a legal
work in retail
at 14.
You can, like, bag groceries
at 14.
Maybe?
I'm pretty sure that's 16.
You can only be a child actor.
Yeah, you have to be a successful child actor. Oh, okay. 15.
Oh.
Oh, and
well, this is
four...
also Connecticut. So.
Oh, okay. So
California, you can bag at 14.
Because you can either bag groceries or be a child star. And those
Damn.
Are the two ways in California that you can get emancipated from your parents. You either become Macaulay Culkin or work at Christie's. And that is it.
Interesting. Do you think you could be alone, like live alone and be independent when you were 14?
What grade? That's like 7th grade?
I think 9th grade.
9th grade. clearly not. clearly no. 9th grade, yes. No, I once set fire to a toaster oven in our kitchen in 9th grade. Maybe. I think I could figure it out. Mm-hmm. I think I have like a resilience inside of me that I'm like, all right, here are the cards I've been dealt. I can figure out how to make do with it.
Okay. I can see that.
Jordan doesn't think so.
Oh. No, I have a question off of this. So
Jordan has a critique on my character.
Are you then, you have emancipated from your parents
yes.
at 14, are you a child actor?
Well, yes. Have you moved to Hollywood?
I have moved to Hollywood. I said goodbye, parents. I moved to Hollywood. I'm grinding the pavement. I'm auditioning. It's me and I can't think of anybody else. Whatever. It's just us in the room. I'm no. I think I'd probably become. I'd move to California and become a bad gal.
A bad gal.
Bad gal Nini. So Sheer, do you think at 14 you could live on your own?
Absolutely not. No, I was real dumb. I got duped in my 20s. Like, I don't think 14-year-old Sashir knows how the world works. I would like hand someone all my money. I would follow someone into an alley. I would get trafficked immediately. I would just like it would just not be great for me.
I would get trafficked immediately. Yeah, I really maintain. I feel like a lot of people listening would probably disagree, but I do think I could figure it out.
You are very resourceful.
Than I sound. Thank you.
You are.
Thank you so much. Jordan, do you think you could live on your... Okay, so child star or grocery bagger. And do you think you could live on your own at 14 without parents?
No and no. And I have worked in a grocery store and it was horrible. So...
Why? Too much fruit?
No. So where I worked in the... too much fruit. What... I worked at a grocery store.
Oh, no, we have too much fruit. What are we going to do?
That's why I hate it. Too much fruit.
I just envisioned the produce section. And I was like, that's a lot of fruit to upkeep. Who is looking underneath all the apples to make sure they're not rotten? That's a job.
That's why there's a whole produce department in a store. Whoa. So you have like anywhere from 5 to 10 people just in charge of produce.
Oh,
wow.
So, but when I first got hired at 18, I was like, I'm going to be like a checkout girl. No, they took me straight to the deli department. I was like chucking like meat all the time.
Oh.
So.
Can I ask a rude question? Do you identify as plus size or fat or whatever?
I identify as plus size, yeah.
Okay. Were you plus size when you got the job at the supermarket?
I was at that time somewhere between a 14 and 16. Okay. So, but I actually was, to me, it's also small, but to be fair, I was the youngest in the department and there was other people who worked in the department who were smaller than me.
Mm-hmm.
For my sake, it truly was just they needed an extra person there.
Because me as a fat lady, if I got a job at a supermarket and they're like, cut the meats, I was like, oh, do you not think I'm dainty enough to bag?
Or they just think you're strong enough to
do the meats,
work that machinery.
Yeah. Mm. We did get some weird phone calls. Like, if you can imagine being in a deli department and having creepy people calling and asking about meats.
Oh, they're like, you got those some beef slivers.
Yeah.
You got a fat hog back there.
Sashir was calling the supermarket.
This is why I probably couldn't make it at 14, is because I would be on the phone and be like, yeah, we have salami. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, how much do you like? Yeah. And I was so naive to it. And then finally it was like, oh. And then it clicked. And then after the deli department, I got shifted to the pizza department. And so I learned how to make pizza and like toss it in the air.
What Ooh. Grocery store is this?
It's yeah. New Big Y in New England.
Big Y.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been to a Big Y. Can you pull that up so I can see a Big
sure.
Y?
I sure can. It looks like every other grocery store.
It sure doesn't. The Lincroft Acme where I grew up did not have a pizza department.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, it's good pizza too. Let me find some images.
I love pizza. I ordered delivery the other day. And, ooh, Big Y. That's fancy font. But I would never pronounce it Big Y.
Lots of natural light in there.
Yeah. You would big windows. No, that's Biggie.
Biggie.
So this is how I looked.
Cute.
Like
cute,
a scientist
cute.
With a lab coat.
Yes, yeah. A scientist of meat.
This is how they all look.
Everyone looks so happy.
They really yeah. do.
I'm trying to find. Oh, I'm so this is basically where I worked. Like, it looked like this. And I was, the ovens are in the back. And Vince Wilfork, who played on the Patriots, was a, if you can see him back here, he had a supreme pizza, and it was atrocious to make. It was every single topping you could think of.
Mm.
So anyways, but yeah, that was over 10 years ago I worked there. So
that looks like a good supermarket. There's no biggies here.
Mm-mm.
No, it's hard for me to find a really good food store here compared to where I've worked and compared to New England ones, because it's a totally different experience. Here I walk into like a Ralph's and I'm like, this place sucks. No offense to Ralph's, but
no, Ralph takes full offense. Ralph is very angry right now. He's like, oh, how dare you.
He's going to wreck it. That got me good. Wreck It Ralph. I've never seen it. Oh, you would love it. I think you would really like it.
Okay. Maybe I'll watch it tonight.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to stay in, watch a movie, fondle my titties. No, I'm kidding. That's insane.
Okay.
That's insane. That's an insane plan to be like, I'm going to stay inside and just fondle myself.
Well, I mean, it's not insane.
If I only fondle my titties and do nothing else, and I go, satiated.
I would need more.
Yeah, but me too.
Maybe there are people who just need that.
Maybe. Not me. I'm going to Theragun myself later.
I need a jackhammer. I need a whole toolbox to take care of this.
Yeah, got to get to work. Got to fix myself up.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
I think about grocery stores a lot and how they can all be better.
You know what food store you need to go to.
If you I love that you call them food stores.
Which food store? What other store? How do you say? How else?
Grocery store?
Grocery store, supermarket, but food store? I think that's going to be my
go-to.
It is
a food store.
It is a food store. I love it.
Sell food. But
you need to go to a Wegmans. Have you ever been to a Wegmans?
Oh,
yes.
Wegmans is great. Wegmans mm-hmm. is specifically East Coast.
Yes.
And growing up, I think we got the Wegmans in Colts Neck. It was in like an uppity neighborhood. And we would trap. My mom, like, she would take those coupons and she would get some gourmet things on sale.
I got a purse from Wegmans.
One of my favorite stories. You were with Christy Cello. And yes. I can't even remember if we were on the phone or in person. And both of you were like, we got purses at Wegmans. And it was so funny.
Had the best time at Wegmans. They had like a little Italian restaurant in there. Mm-hmm. They had a little pumpkin patch. They had clothing and accessories.
Yeah. I love a Wegmans.
Spend the whole day in Wegmans. It's great.
I also really love a Target with a grocery store in it. Oh, God, you get some jeans. My favorite jeans of right now are from Target. They're like ankle length, the perfect amount of stretch, straight leg, because I'm no longer into skinny jeans, but I'm not into the wide leg pants that they keep fucking making for plus size people because they have no desire to learn how to taper a leg for a fat leg. So these Target jeans, they're really perfect. I brought four pairs of them. Anywho, so you stop in the clothing, maybe get a bathing suit. Then you look at the workout stuff and go, you never make anything I like in my size. And then you mosey on over to the food and you go, everything's here.
Well, I gotta get myself to Target.
Okay, here is the best way to go to Target. Take half a Xanax, walk around, nothing will feel more magical. That sounds like I have a problem. The reason why that I went to the dentist, and the first time I went, I think I've explained it on the show, they didn't put me under, they took my teeth. And the second time I had a panic attack, so they gave me some Xanax. And then driving home, I was like, I gotta get to Target. And I went to Target, and boy, I felt great. Everything was there for me. I filled my cart and bought one thing. I got to the register and I was like, what are you doing? And that's the only time I've ever done that. Usually I just buy everything.
Okay. When I was in high school, there wasn't much to do if you weren't a bad kid. Oh. And well, you know, other than like drugs.
What were the bad kids doing, Sashir?
Drinking and fucking. I don't know. What bad kids do? I didn't do it.
I'm blown away by people. When did you lose your virginity? Do you mind saying?
23.
I think I was 21. And I am blown away by people who fuck in high school. It is wild to me. How does that even happen? I'm never touchy-feely with people enough to like let them know I'm trying to like fuck. Or I wasn't in high school. Like, how does that happen? Like, what's this math problem? Get in my pussy?
I don't think people even trying to run game in high school. I think you're just like, I'm horny. This girl has tits now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to come in my, you want to get in my car? Like, I don't know. I think you're hot. You want to fuck? I don't know. It never happened to me.
I don't think I've seen a picture of you in high school.
Hmm.
I'm dying to know what you look like in high school. Because I could show you why I wasn't getting no dick in high school. There's a performance of me singing Turn Back, Oh Man, and Godspell that can explain to you why I was not getting no dick in high school.
I'll show you pictures. I mean, honestly, I looked fine. It wasn't my looks. It was my personality.
That's really funny. But that makes me believe that it was not your personality if you can say that right now. That's so funny. It wasn't my look. It was my personality.
I think I was just a very shy kid. Oh, this is Jordan as a teenager. Wow. You look so cute.
You are adorable. Were you a cheerleader? Who's that boy?
No.
Did you fuck in high school?
No. I did not.
You look like you do. You look popular and cool.
I very much was not, but I realized that I had to find a high school picture for another podcast. And I was like, oh, I have this. But that boy was a boy who went to an all boys school and was nothing. But I didn't know. I also lost my virginity outside of high school. But I had friends who were doing stuff in high school. And I knew people who were doing stuff in middle school. My head cannot comprehend being any form of sexually active at 12 or 13.
Yeah, me either. I feel like people were kissing in middle school. I was just like not a part of that. Like nobody was inviting me to kiss. Nobody.
I also didn't get any invites to kiss. People were definitely fucking in middle school, in my middle school, because they were girls who were getting pregnant.
Oh, we didn't have anyone pregnant until junior year, I feel like, from my grade. Mm-hmm. I think. I could be wrong about that. It might have been sophomore year. No pregnancies in middle school that were full term. There could have been some little buns in the oven that the ovens got turned off.
Mm-hmm.
Question for you two. Speaking of getting pregnant, when was your like first, I guess, health class that talked about sexual health or any?
Great question.
I don't remember the first one.
I just remember we had scare tactics. Like, they would just show us pictures of, like, STDs and be like, this is gonorrhea. Or, like, it looked like cauliflower coming out of someone's asshole. Like, you don't want to have sex, or this is going to happen to you. And then we had these baby think about it. Mm-hmm. Where these, like, little robotic babies that we had to take care of that would, like, cry, mm-hmm. like, automatically.
And you have to figure out key in them.
You just stick like we had a bottle. You just stick a bottle in them. Oh, but to figure out the results, you did stick a key in them to get the like computer chip out or whatever to be like, how good of a parent were you this week? I was a terrible parent because I had school. Don't give a shit about this kid. I didn't ask for this kid. I didn't ask for this life. I just want to do my homework. Go to school.
I just want to do my, maybe it was your personality. I just want to do my homework and go to school. Nobody has ever said those words as a child. I don't know. We had baby think it overs, but I didn't get one. I think I had to carry around like an egg or a baby doll. But I remember I was talking to Dave Coleman, this kid I went to, I think we went to elementary, middle school, and high school together. We were like reminiscing. This other kid, Eric Heyer, he had a baby that he drew on. And I remember going to the office because I was in trouble. And our vice principal was like, why are you drawing on babies? What is wrong with you? Just take care of your baby. And he responded with, ugh, because he would never talk to like adults when he was being chastised. He would make noises at them. And it was never not funny. Oh, God.
That's really funny.
I wonder where he is. God. Ugh. It was so, he would... Then Dave was also, he had a class with him. He said every day at 2 o'clock, he would be like, it's 2 o'clock and everything's all right. Or no, it's 2 o'clock and we're ready to rock or something like that. He was the funniest person. I wonder where he is now.
He sounds really funny.
Oh, maybe it was 2 o'clock. Everything's all well. I don't know. It was up at 2 o'clock every single day. He would do this. And he was just so funny. Boy.
I love it.
You could just be weird as hell in school and just live your life.
Yeah, there's no, it doesn't affect your grade or anything. You can be weird. It just might affect your social standing.
Yeah, there was this other kid, Dave Hickman. He, at random points in class, would go, well, okay, for no reason.
I love
and
that.
He was so tiny. He was like, I don't know, 3 foot tall? No, 4 feet? I don't know. He was so tiny. And he would just be screaming all the time. I think I went to school with a lot of screamers. Maybe that's why I'm like this.
Something about your school just made everyone really loud. Y'all were losing your mind in there.
Just losing it.
It's like a gas leak and no one knew.
Honestly, maybe. But that is so wild to me to make people carry around a baby doll. Like, sure, the baby doll's annoying. It's going to cry or whatever. But also, you can leave a doll in a car. Do you know what I mean? It's like, that's not going to make you a parent. That's not going to tell you how hard it is to be a parent. We should be giving kids real ass babies. Carry that around for a week. You'll be a little safer, I think.
Whose babies are these? Whose babies are they that are going to carry to wrap my children?
It should be scared straight for babies. The teen moms will be like, do you want this? As the baby fucking pukes on you. Do you want that? As the diaper explodes on you.
But what if the person who's testing it out actually hurts the baby somehow?
Well, you know, sometimes people get hurt for education.
What if the kid dies?
Oh, well, you took it too far. Why are you killing that baby, Sashir?
Well, I mean, by accident. Maybe they left it in the car. Mm-hmm. Maybe it slept wrong. I don't know. Does that kid have to go to jail because they accidentally killed their project?
Yeah. And that's the lesson learned. If you had a kid and it died, you'd go to jail. So, I mean, it was a week, dude, and you couldn't keep a baby alive? You got to go to jail.
These are some extreme circumstances.
I'm opening a school. I am opening a school.
Please do not. Well, I still don't know where you're getting these babies from.
Where am I getting them from? Planes, trains. I'm snatching babies. I'm stealing them for school. No,
this
I'm kidding.
Is a legal operation.
I don't know where you could get babies from.
I don't either.
If you just take that clip, that's like, like a conservative person's like dream to be like, they're trying to find babies to take.
They're stealing all the babies.
Stealing them. Yeah, I don't know. I think there literally is something. Maybe it's a date a thing where you have to like work at a preschool for a day. I don't know.
Okay.
There is something to taking care of an actual human being.
It's just
that I
yeah.
think would make you realize the levity of having a child. There is no
gravity.
Yeah. Cause it's like you get pregnant. Okay. So now you have a kid and you're going to raise it and maybe you read a book or two, but like, nope. No, like I just learned that when you, oh shit, what did I learn? Oh, that when you have a C-section, they take your parts of your body out. Like intestines and stuff. Like they, or like, I don't know, they like take stuff out and put it back in. Nobody fucking told me
to,
that.
Like, get it out of the way?
Yeah, I guess the baby's like a grab bag. You're grabbing different things so you, you find that baby and then you gotta put the grab bag back together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody told me that. I learned that this year. There is, oh, also, your hair fucking falls out.
They can, yeah.
And then babies can give you, what is it, gesticular diabetes? A baby can make you diabetic.
Yeah.
Like,
there's
nobody
a lot of wild stuff
you
that
can happen
to your body after you have a kid. Yeah. There's, I saw a post that was like, a woman was lactating from her armpits.
Are you like, telling me I'm going to have milky armpits? No.
It's possible. I think it's a small percentage, but that like that has happened to some people.
Mm-mm.
I think what has also shocked me is how expensive it is. I truly thought you'd go into the hospital, have your baby, leave. Not go to the hospital, have your baby, and get slammed with like tens of thousands of dollars because you had this child. And on top of that, now if you have a baby who needs to be in a NICU, that's so much money that
I just, that really blew my mind. Like out the gate after all that shit, it's like you cost that much money? This is not a good grab bag.
I'm putting this grab bag right back where it came from.
Yeah, put it right back in there. Goodbye. Yeah, I couldn't do it. I won't do it. I couldn't. My hair, get real.
Well, you wear wigs all the time anyway.
I do, but I just think about being like a balding diabetic lactating from my armpits with a giant scar and like just being like, I love you. No, I don't. The fuck I do. Wait, how much is this? In the US, the average cost of a vaginal birth is $13,000. That is a Honda Civic.
And then
a Honda Civic
C-section
does shit for you.
And a C-section is $22,000.
Oh my God, that's a Prius.
But it's also like, in addition to raising it, you're still paying more money. The cost never ends. It just increases. No.
If anything, children are bad investments. Because your initial investment is $13,000. What is your return? Raising a good person? That doesn't rival the cost of inflation and maybe you not making more money by the end of this kid. Like, what are you getting at the end of this child, at the end of the 18-year term?
Well, it used to be a good investment because I think more families would have people work in whatever the family business was. So you're essentially creating a new employee. Or like there used to be literal dowries where people would get, you know, like payment would be exchanged for like marrying your kid to some other family. But now you can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And they don't have to reinvest into the family if they don't want
sure
to.
Sure don't. Imagine spending $13,000 on a kid. They grow up to be like a TikTok star. They make so much money and then they stick you in a home and don't care about you. And you're like, but my initial investment, I loved you. Why are you doing this to me? Why am I watching you on TikTok instead of you visiting me?
You do get tax credits. So when you file taxes, you can get, I believe it's $2,000 or more per child.
Oh, so you do. Okay. So you just get rebates, essentially. The government slowly reimburses you for your investment.
Yeah. So as long as you are they are dependent on you, you can claim that child until they're 18 or as long as you have them.
if you get emancipated, does the kid get the $2,000?
The kid is then independent and you can't claim them on your taxes the following year. Yeah. But that, I mean, you, as a person, you can't claim yourself as a, the, I mean, well,
I'm not my own dependent. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Taxes are hard.
They are so hard.
And I learned somewhere that they make it hard by design. Big what? Tax made it hard by design. So then you go to Liberty Mutual or whatever, TurboTax, to help you. So you pay someone to help you with this confusing thing that shouldn't be that confusing.
But who made taxes?
The government.
Like Liberty Mutual didn't make taxes. So
the government, made taxes.
Is the government tax. Getting a cut of what? Sure. But is the government getting a cut of Liberty Mutual's
probably
clientele? I don't probably. Think so. I think they're independent.
Or they're like backing lawmakers who make law. I don't know. Listen, I said something and I don't really have the goods to follow it up.
I do believe yet that they did make it complicated for a reason. I don't know if the reason you said is
big
true.
Tax.
Big tax. Big Y.
Big Y. Big E.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before. Like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Should we answer queries or take a quiz?
I think some queries, right?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Hello, my beautiful black melanated women queens. I'm going to disguise my name, even though you don't know my name. My name is Kathy, and I have a friend who is named Darren, and Darren goes by he, her, hers pronouns, and Darren has a boyfriend. His name is going to be Bobby. So I went to dinner with Darren and Bobby, and I really liked them a lot. They're great people, great relationship. But when I was talking to Bobby alone by ourselves, he mentioned that maybe he didn't want to be in his relationship and how he was like looking for other people. And it was a little awkward because I felt like it was a little flirty, but I wasn't quite sure. And I didn't mention it because, like, I don't want to be like, hey, your boyfriend was all up in my DMs and all up in my business. And I feel like that's just rude. So I kind of let it go. But then a few weeks went past and we went to a friend's party. And he did it again. He was very much like in my space. And he's a great guy. He's funny. He is amazing. But it feels a little weird because it definitely feels like he is flirting with me every time I see him. And he actively mentions how much he wouldn't mind if he wasn't in a relationship with his partner anymore. And that makes me uncomfortable. So if you have any advice, please let me know.
So a person who's in a relationship with their friend is hitting on them. I think it's okay to be like, hey, I'm uncomfortable with how flirty you're being, or asking like, are you flirting with me? And if they say yes, be like, oh, no, you're dating my friend. I don't know. That's tough for me.
Yeah, I think you can say this is inappropriate, or I feel uncomfortable with this. But also, maybe bro code, maybe you should tell your friend. Like,
yeah.
If my man was trying to hit on you, Nicole.
Uh-huh, me?
Yeah, you.
Nicole.
You, Nicole.
Yeah.
What would you do?
Interesting. Okay. So we're at a party. You're away hula hooping. He comes over, hits on me. Mm-hmm. At this point in our relationship, I would be like, squeeze? Is this a joke? What are you doing? You got to explain this to me. What is this?
Let's say this was like a couple months in.
Okay, a couple months in. I probably would say, huh, sir, you can't do that. You can't hit on me like that. If you're doing this with me, are you doing this with other people? And then I'd probably say, I think I'm going to have to tell Sashir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I mean, if this was a couple months in, I'm at the age that I was at then, I would march him over to you and be like, he just hit on me.
Yeah.
What say you? You tell her what you did. But I know not everyone is like me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know what? If you are very close to your friend and this person isn't really close, I think, yeah, maybe talk to your friend and be like, just so you know, they hit on me. It made me feel a little uncomfortable. It felt more uncomfortable not telling you. And I know how weird that is. But I just want you to be aware. And also, I don't know if your relationship is like you get to do that. So I just want to like make everything crystal clear.
Yeah, I think so, too, because there's really no reason to not tell your friend. Mm-hmm. Like, why keep this person secret? Because even if they weren't hitting on you, they probably are hitting on other people. Mm-hmm. And you would want to tell your friend that anyway. Like, hey, heads up. Your person's slipping. And then they can make their own decision on if they still want to be with this person or like, you know, yeah. Do they have an arrangement where they can step outside of the relationship? Mm-hmm. Do they want that? If not, then your friend needs to decide, do they want to stay with the person who's going to continuously flirt with other people, especially people who are their friend?
Yeah, that's the thing I'm bumping up against. I'm like, do you think like friends don't talk? Like, I just can't wrap my mind around being new to a friend group, flirting with my person's friend, not thinking that they're going to say something to the friend. This person's bold in a way that I don't understand.
Or maybe they're trying to blow everything up. Maybe they want to break up with the friend, Darren, but they don't know how to do it. So they're like, I'm going to flirt with their best friend or friend and maybe they'll say something and then Darren has to break up with me and then I didn't have to do it.
Maybe. It just seems like there's an easier way to live a life.
Absolutely.
Boy, oh boy. Yeah, I think you're right, Sashir. You saying talking to the friend is, because that's what I would do. I think it's a hard conversation, but I absolutely would be like, your dude hit on me. And I don't think that's okay, unless you're okay with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, Sashir, would you have believed me?
Whoa. I mean, ooh.
Because that happens sometimes, where Love is Blind, season 2, very good, and you get blinded by this person that you're like enamored with, that you're like, well, they're jealous of me. Of course they think they're flirting with them because that's what they want. They want what I have. That's a thing that happens.
That's the thing that happens. This is also particularly hard for us because you straight up didn't like my man when he was first in the picture. Or maybe you didn't, didn't like him. You just didn't like that he was there.
Was suspicious. Also jealous of time spent with other people.
Yeah.
She has since grown up. slightly. But No, I love him. I think he's great. But I also, you know, I'm protective. I was like, what are your actual intentions? Like, are you going to be nice to my friend? Are you going to treat her good? Are you going to break her heart? What's going to happen? And I think he heeded my warning.
And it's been straightened him right up.
Best behavior. Yeah, I mean, yeah, coming in hot like that and then being like, he's hitting on me. I don't know if he would have believed me.
I don't think I would have actually. I'm like, she's lost it.
She's crazy. Yeah, I mean, yeah, but everyone's not like me. Like, if you haven't been a lunatic, I think it's okay to say something.
Yeah, if you had a good track record before that point.
Yeah, go ahead and say something. But if you got very drunk at a bar where the first time you meet him, your friend goes to the bathroom and you look him dead in the eyes and go, if you hurt her, I'll kill you. Ginger shot? Yeah. Maybe don't say anything. Wow. Wild that you're still my friend.
I knew it wasn't a reflection of, like, you. It was like, I knew that it was just you were feeling like I was drifting away from you illegally.
Yeah, you're trying to emancipate from our friendship.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, it's really is interesting and eerie that abandonment issues show up in all of my relationships.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you got those issues, you got those issues.
Yeah. I'm gonna have a good session on Monday.
Should we answer another question?
Yes, please.
Hi, Nicole and Shahir. Oh my gosh, sorry. Shahir. I've been drinking a couple thousand night calls. But anyway, I have a question. So I am my cousin's maid of honor. My cousin is basically like my sister. And I went through, long story short, I went through like a sexual assault when I was around 25. I just turned 30. Very happy to leave my 20s behind. But basically all the friends that I had before my assault kind of like up and abandoned me. And now they are like best friends with my cousin. And my cousin is basically my sister. But now that she's getting married, I have to like be around these people, and she consistently tells me that these people don't like me and they don't want me around. I acted out a lot after my assault. I did not know how to deal with it. It was very dark. I'm doing better now in therapy. Like, everything's great, but, I don't know really how to like deal with being her maid of honor because it seems like she doesn't really want me to do anything. Like I wasn't even invited to her birthday dinner because another bridesmaid like orchestrated her birthday dinner and like just didn't invite me. I would like, what is your opinion on this? I'm not really sure, what to do or how to like kind of like stand up for myself a little bit. I want to be there for her wedding, but I also like, I don't really want to deal with like her telling me how much these people hate me and feel uncomfortable at like certain events. I love you guys. You guys are amazing. Ah! All right. Bye.
It sounds like this cousin's not your friend.
Yeah. Yeah. I would never go out of my way to let you know that someone doesn't like you. That's not kind. That's not taking care of a person. That's mean. It's very mean.
And then that she like
hangs out with people who like turn their back on her after like a sexual assault. Like all of this sounds like an like ingredients to just like not a nice time.
But I wonder why she would ask her cousin to be. I wonder why the cousin would ask this caller to be the maid of honor when it doesn't sound like she likes her.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe she like we don't know the whole story, but
no,
she's not. The little that we got from this call this doesn't mm-hmm. sound like friend behavior.
No, I think maybe the cousin asked her to be maid of honor because they had been sister-like and had for mm-hmm. so long. And then this shift is new. So sometimes when there's a shift in a relationship, you still kind of hold on to like the old stuff. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, where maybe, like, but like the assault happened 5 years ago.
Yeah. Okay.
And she's getting married now.
Yeah. Okay. There's a lot of time. I don't know. I was like trying to like,
yeah,
it's like spinning wheels to be like, oh, maybe they still feel like sister. I don't know. I feel like you shouldn't put yourself in a situation, or callers shouldn't put themselves in a situation where they're going to be made, you know, they're going to feel bad. Because it's mm-hmm. like you've been working on yourself in therapy, and that's wonderful. And you don't want to have to do more work because these people made you feel some type of way. I mean, maybe be bold, start a group text and be like, I'd like to be included in some of this stuff leading up to the wedding. No, because then if nobody responds, that's not nice.
Yeah, I guess not all sisters have to be friends. So, if, mm-hmm. you know, if they were sisters, it's possible the bride felt obligated to ask their sister or the person like your sister to be the maid of honor, but doesn't actually want them to like hang out with their friends. So maybe you could look at this as like a job. It's your maid of honor and title. You can just be like, yeah, I'll show up to all the events that you invite me to, and then I'll go home. Or like, you know, and then I'll go where the love is. I'll go surround myself with people who actually like me, as opposed to like trying to get in with these people because they clearly don't like you. And I don't think it serves your energy to be around them either.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, maybe just protect yourself. Like, I'm going to be there for my cousin because I feel like I should. Although I don't think you have to. Yeah, I don't think you have to feel like you should. But if you want to, yeah, be there for them when you can. But then do take your energy as a priority and get out of there as soon as you can.
Yeah, I think that's good advice, to just like look at it as a job. Get in, get out, do your duties, and get it done.
Yeah.
Sucks though. And it's a shitty situation. I feel for you and I'm really sorry.
Yeah. And then yeah, the actual ceremony, maybe just like hang with your plus one and any other friends or family members who are there that you actually enjoy. And then you don't have to stay long. You can just really like get out of there whenever you want.
Mm-hmm. Jordan, do you have any advice?
As someone who's been in a similar situation where I had something happen and I told friends, I'm also not very close with those friends. And it's weird because you think that you're talking to people and they're going to be understanding, and you can't anticipate how someone's going to react when you tell them stuff like that. But I agree with you guys 100%. I put my energy and time into people who do care about me. And if I was in the same situation, I would do just like you guys said. I would be there for my cousin for the big day, and I'd be in and out. Or I would be hanging out with people who I know are going to be there and support me. And maybe that means like bringing a friend as a plus one. Or if you know that other family members are going to be there, then just hang out with them. But I'm also the type of person who's in your face and would be like, why wasn't I invited to this thing when I'm literally part of the wedding party? And it is hard, and it's a really shitty situation to be in. And those friends of yours who abandoned you, they fucking suck. And they should know that. So that's all I have to say.
Yeah, they're no bueno.
No.
I mean, that can be your maid of honor speech. Just be like, fuck you.
Yeah, go to that wedding and fucking set it off.
Set it off. Burn it to the ground.
Yes. And then end it by being like, you got served. You got served.
Bring you got served back. Start a dance battle.
Yeah, that sucks though. And God, I feel for you.
Yeah, I hope it goes well.
Me too. Let us know. Give us an update.
Yeah. And if you have any questions or queries or updates, you can email us at NicoleandSashir@gmail.com, or you can call or leave a voicemail or text us at 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That is the easiest way to support this show.
Don't you know it? All right. From sunny California we have a show at Largo on Saturday, 7/16, July 16th.
See you later. God, I'll do it. We also have a show at Largo in Los Angeles, Saturday, July 16th. Go to largo-la.com for tickets.
From sunny Los Angeles, California, have a good day, morning, or evening.
Signing off.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.